Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Scouting 5, recapping scouting news from around the world for the week of December 11th, 2023. I'm Scouter Ken, and I am once again recording from St. Albert, Alberta. And, again, with the apologies, it has been a little while since I've had a chance to do one of these. But I'm actually going to try and change up the format a little bit with this one. Rather than actually reading quotations from each article, I started using a service called Quillbot, which kind of uses some lightweight AI technology to generate summaries of the articles that I find. So we'll see if it works. The advantage of doing it this way is that I might be able to generate episode transcripts. And the disadvantage is that maybe it isn't going to meet your expectations or convey all the right information in the way that you'd hope it would versus quoting the article. So we'll see. But if it does work and people like the ability that it gives me to post show notes, like full transcripts in the show notes or nearly full transcripts in the show notes, not in what comes out on the podcast feed, mind you, but what will appear on scoutingstuffpodcast.com. If people like it, I'll keep it. If not, well, this will be a one-off, and we'll go back to doing it the other way. Our first story comes from Ethiopia, where scouts have been working to advance gender equality. The Ethiopia Scout Association is focusing on advancing the status of women and girls through the Advancing Gender Equality Through Scouting project. The initiative aims to promote diversity and inclusion in scouting and communities, addressing still prevalent cultural perceptions of women and girls as inferior. The scouts trained 32 adult leaders and other volunteers as trainers of trainers, conducting gender equality assessments using the He for She toolkit. The National Diversity and Inclusion Policy was developed, translated into local languages, and disseminated to all regional scout councils. The project reached 26,240 school-going boys and girls, with 15,744 of these making a commitment to gender equality. The training provided skills to tackle gender equality issues head-on, and 10,550 scouts volunteered many hours of their time. The Ethiopia Scout Association aims to improve access to education and opportunities for girls and women, enhance positive development outcomes in a nation where only 37% of parliamentary seats are held by women. Elsewhere in Africa, there's a new initiative called Ticket to Life, which involves reintegrating vulnerable young people into their communities and into scouting through different kinds of educational programs. The Ticket to Life initiative aims to help vulnerable children and youth in developing countries integrate into society by providing scouting activities tailored to their needs. The initiative is currently implemented in 7 African Scout Region countries, including Benin, Botswana, Comoros, Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Malawi, and Niger. The initiative has reached out to various disadvantaged segments of society, including orphaned children, refugees, street children, children with disabilities, those in conflict with the law, and HIV or AIDS victims. In Kenya, Ticket to Life scout troops have been established in 9 locations, attracting approximately 288 young people. The Kenya Scouts Association has made educational program material accessible, trained scout leaders, and supported income-generating activities to promote self-reliance. In the Matoto Special School for the Blind, a new scout troop has been established, providing braille access to the educational program handbook, as well as mattresses. In Kisumu, Ring Road Orphans Day School has been supported by Ticket to Life, introducing fish farming to support the school's needs. Ticket to Life in Niger began with an induction training for scout leaders, and scouting has taken firm roots in the SOS Children's Village, receiving support from the Office of the Governor. The initiative has also restored hope at Le Orphelinat Bon Samaritain, Good Samaritan Orphanage, in Niamey. Also, just at the start of this month, in Europe, the 4th World Scout Education Congress was held. And at the outcome of that, a roadmap of sorts was developed to set the direction for education in scouting for the next decade or so. The 4th World Scout Congress, convened by the World Organization of the Scout Movement and hosted by Scoutisme Français, took place from the 1st to 3rd December at Cité Internationale Universitaire de Paris. The event aimed to advance a common agenda for non-formal education and the commitments outlined in the Rio Declaration on Non-Formal Education. The Congress aimed to highlight innovative ideas and practices from national scout organizations and other leading partners centered around topics such as youth leadership, digital education, volunteer engagement, intergenerational learning, diversity and inclusion, and education for sustainable development. Participants had the opportunity to contribute to the design and development of a roadmap for the future of education in scouting over the next decade. The roadmap identified tangible solutions to enhance scouting's educational offerings, linked to the priorities of the movement's next strategy for scouting. Key partners, government ministers, and leaders in the education field will also be contributing to the program. Online learning and engagement opportunities were offered for scouting leadership during the Congress. And as you may have heard, COP28 recently wrapped up. These are the annual, I believe annual, climate talks that take place in, well, this year they were held in Dubai. I actually don't know if they are always held in Dubai, but this year they were. And I was actually really edified to see that nuclear power generation got a big boost, a very positive messaging surrounding nuclear power generation at COP28 this year, unlike COP6, where it was strongly discouraged, shall we say. But the Scouts weren't there to advocate for nuclear energy. That's just a pet thing of mine. The World Organization of the Scout Movement had a significant presence at COP28 in Dubai, where three youth representatives, Hian Leng Kek, Laura Rodriguez Salgado, and Lucas Andrian Simba, showcased the Scout Movement's commitment to environmental advocacy and education. They hosted an event in the Children and Youth Pavilion focusing on youth climate activism and the Scout-led Boranka Project. They also participated in the second annual Rewired Summit, focusing on educational innovation for climate action. WASM Secretary General Ahmad Al-Andawi and World Scout Federation Board Member Her Highness Princess Sama Al-Saud participated in panel discussions on topics such as powering youth actions and solutions for climate, voices of children and youth, and partnerships for responsible education. Lucas Andrian Simba was invited to address the launch of UNESCO's Greening Education Partnership, a collaborative platform for governments and stakeholders to transform education. WASM's youth representatives represented the voices and priorities of millions of scouts worldwide. Their participation at COP28 exemplifies the power of youth advocacy in the global fight against climate change. And coming back to Canada for a couple of stories as well. This first one out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, where a scout group has gotten some funding to refurbish its scout hall. The East Kildonan Transcona Community Committee approved a $90,000 grant for renovations of Transcona Scout Hall, pending a complete application from the Transcona Scout Association. Plans for a 17-unit, three-story building at 460 Henderson Highway in Winnipeg, Manitoba, were approved, including 20 parking stalls, 10 new trees, and tree preservation initiatives. And finally, have a look around to see if scouts in your area are selling Christmas trees. The first Okotoks Scouts opened their tree lot in Darcy Crossing on November 30th. They offer Douglas fir, premium fir, and regular fir trees. The purchase of a tree supports local groups, sends kids to camp, maintains equipment, and supports weekly adventures. This story comes via Okotoks Alberta, but expect to find scouts selling trees in many communities across Canada and the US, and possibly elsewhere too. And watch out in January for scout groups that do an additional fundraiser of collecting your Christmas tree once you've taken down all the decorations. And that is all the news I have for you this week. Thank you again for listening. If I don't get another episode out before the end of next week, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and until next time, be prepared.